All good things come in threes. There's three states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas. There's three primary colours, red, blue, and yellow. As I said earlier, there's three flavours in Neapolitan ice cream, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. There's three little pigs, three bears, and three billy goats gruff. There's three wise men, three musketeers, three witches. There's rock, paper, scissors, bacon, lettuce, and tomato, protons, neutrons, and electrons. There's of the people, by the people, for the people, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. In all sorts of areas of life, things come in threes. I did a bit of research, and there's all sorts of different reasons that I came across. Some say it's because two things sets a trend, and so we're looking for a third. We're then more likely to notice it. If there isn't a third, we forget about it, so we never say, oh, good things come in twos, because after two, if there's not a third, we've forgotten it. Some say it's because in ancient times, people couldn't count beyond three, so they couldn't imagine things happening more than three times. Three was, if it happens three times, that's always. Some say that one or two things doesn't prove something, but if you give a list of three examples, then it suggests that there's more than that and you're just stopping there. Whatever the theory, things happening in threes has become an established part of life. People rarely give lists of two or four examples, it's usually three. People talk of A, B, C and 1, 2, 3. Sermons rarely have two or four parts. Instead, they have three. And so, of course, today is no different. We'll be thinking in the sermon of three different points. The Trinity have been there since the beginning of time. The Trinity are together here and now. The Trinity invites us to join with them and share in their work now and in the future. So let's begin unusually with the first of those three. The Trinity have been together since the beginning of time. We think of God the Father as being the creator of all things. Indeed, in that last hymn we sung, God with us, Creator Father, bringing everything to birth. But our passage from the beginning of Genesis reminds us that it was more than just God the Father who was there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Right from the dawn of time, the Spirit of God was there, with God the Father in the process of creation. And the opening verses of John's Gospel tell us that the third aspect of the Trinity was there too. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, together in the beginning, together in love and unity and fellowship, moving over the waters, moulding things into being, creating the world and all that is in it, together at the dawn of time. And things didn't stop there. Throughout the scriptures, we read of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at work. We tend to think of the Old Testament as speaking of God the Father, then the Gospels telling us about Jesus, then the Holy Spirit coming at the beginning of the book of Acts and just featuring from then on. But that's simply a misunderstanding of the Spirit. The Old Testament might not tell us stories of Jesus other than prophecies of his coming, but it's packed full of stories where the Holy Spirit is at work. What was it that made Moses' face shine when he came down the mountain from talking with God, if it wasn't the Holy Spirit? What was it that wasn't in the wind or in the earthquake or in the fire, but that was in the sound of sheer silence for Elijah, if it wasn't the Holy Spirit? Who is wisdom if she is not the Holy Spirit? Everywhere we turn in the Old Testament, we find the Holy Spirit at work. And throughout Jesus' life, we see how the Spirit is at work in and through and around him. From the dawn of time and throughout the ages, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have been at work in the world, and they're still at work today. God the Father did not stop working when he had created the world. God the Son, Jesus Christ, did not stop working when he ascended into heaven. God the Holy Spirit did not stop working when the last of the first disciples passed away. All three are still at work in the world around us. Many of our services and church meetings end with us sharing the words of the grace together. Words taken from our reading from 2 Corinthians today. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This isn't just something that we say. It's not just a catchy soundbite. It's not just something that preachers use when they can't come up with a better end to a service. Though I think it's probably fair to say a few of us have done that when we can't think of one. But it's a blessing of one another and a statement of what we believe. When we end our services with the grace, we are blessing one another with all the blessings of the elements of the Trinity. The rule of three gives us a sense of completeness, and that's certainly the case with the words of the grace. In saying these words, we are saying a full and complete blessing over those around us. These words are a reminder of what the Trinity has done through time. When we say the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're reminded of all that Christ did on his time and earth. When we say the love of God, we're reminded of all he has done through his love for the world and for his people throughout all time. When we say the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we are reminded of the communities of faith over the generations. But it isn't just about the history, it's about the now. When we say the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying that we will each have the grace that we find in Jesus, and that we'll each be met by the grace we find in Jesus. We are praying that as Christ looked at everyone he met as a child of God, worthy and deserving of his time and energies, we will look at others through his eyes. We will see the good in others and treat them as if we are meeting with Christ himself. When we say the love of God, we are praying that we will each know ourselves loved by God, and that we'll treat one another with love too. We are praying that we will see ourselves through the eyes of God, so that deep in our hearts we will know that we are loved beyond what we can possibly comprehend. With this love comes forgiveness and wholeness and hope. When we pray that may the love of God be with you all, we are praying that we will all be people who are loved and forgiven, whole and full of hope. When we say the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we are praying that we are united as one people, the body of Christ. We are praying that we are one with the people in this church today, across the whole world at this time, and throughout the ages too. We are praying that we are united with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We are praying that we are united with all the saints of old. The words of the grace remind us that God's love is with us here and now, that we are surrounded by the grace, the love, and the fellowship that the Trinity bring us, and they remind us that we too are called to be a part of that. Which brings us on to the third of our 3 points today. The Trinity invites us to join with them and share in their work now and in the future. Jesus left his disciples with a task to do. He told them, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." They didn't do a bad job. The message of Christ has spread throughout the world, so far that there is hardly a place on earth where the gospel has not been proclaimed. Us being here, such a diverse congregation from across the world, over 2,000 years later, is testimony to how well the disciples did in their task of spreading word of God Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to all nations. And yet, sadly, the world is in as much need of that message as it ever was. The world is still in need of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the love of God, and of the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. When we witness terrorist attacks like those in Westminster, Manchester, and London Bridge recently, we're reminded of how much our world is still in need of God. When we turn on our televisions and hear of events in Syria, in Afghanistan, and in the Congo, we're reminded of the need for grace and love and fellowship in our world today. Our world is in as much need of the Trinity as it ever was, and we are invited and urged to be a part of that. When we baptize someone in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we welcome them into the community of the Trinity. We welcome them to be a part of that family that exercises grace and love and fellowship at all times. We, as people of the Trinity, are invited to join with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in being to the world exactly what it needs. Being a Christian isn't about sitting back and waiting for God to act. It's about getting out there and joining in. It's about looking at the world around us, seeing where God is at work, and mucking in and getting involved. In the face of horrific events like we experienced last week, it's about showing love and compassion. When we hear politicians and other public figures spreading hate and fear, it's about speaking up in love to spread hope. When we come across other people acting unkindly or speaking ill of others, it's about standing up for what is good and what is right. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have been there since the beginning of time. We can read the stories of how they have been at work throughout history and know that no matter what happens in the future, they will always be there. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are at work here and now. All around us we experience the grace, love, and fellowship that they bring. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit invite us to join in their work here on the earth, now and in the future. We are welcomed into their family and urged to act with them in order to bring about God's kingdom here on earth. All good things come in threes, and the Trinity is no different. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the best part of this trio is that we are welcomed in to be a part of it too. Maybe all the best things allow room for just one more. Amen.